Greetings. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 20th of June, Saturday, 2026. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. On the site, there are two options: the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs or This Present Truth programs. You can take your pick. You have a choice. With the Olive Tree Ministry, there are seven lampstands in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. All of the lampstands are the holy people of God that are born again. If they're not born again, they may be members of the lampstands, Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, Evangelical. But if you're not born again, you're a nominal Christian in name only. You are not a true member of the kingdom of heaven. So the programs on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site are to the Christian people. We're at the in the final years before Christ returns, whether you or we want to acknowledge it, believe it, understand it. We are coming close to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christo, Sheshu. And on the This Present Truth site, I discuss the principles of the prophets of Israel. The prophets of Israel, they understood what happened in the region. They knew world history. They knew past history, and God revealed to them future history through prophecies. They knew what was happening in the kingdoms around Israel, Egypt, Assyria, all that was happening within the region with all of the Jewish people, the children of Jacob, all 12, and the cousins, aunts and uncles and nephews, and the enemies of Israel. The prophets were complete historians. They knew God's plan, they knew the past again, and they knew what would happen. Or they knew everything that was happening in the temple, with the priests, with the governments, with the society, with the occult, in the area, with the gods that were worshipped. Well, this present truth, I explain the gods that are being worshipped in China, in the Middle East, in America. There is occult activity internationally in Europe. Donald Trump is at war with covens. He's at war with people in the occult. He just met with many occult members at G7. People don't realize this. The Iran war is a society that worships gods, but not the God of Israel. England has been assisting Iran for back to the 50s, 60s, to the present. The great center of occult activity, City of London. The great center for occult activity in the United States, City of New York, New York City. The other great occult city in America, Hollywood. The other great occult city in the United States, Chicago, New Orleans, Denver, Colorado, These centers, Boston, Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts, don't believe the media stating that there is no witchcraft in Salem. It is a stronghold of occult practice. So with the Present Truth programs, again, this presenttruth.com, try to cover what is important. I don't cover sports. I don't cover local news. But what is important internationally. Today, I felt maybe the topic will be occult Zionism. Would that be a good topic? Occult Zionism. I'm afraid I'm going to have to shoot from the hip. It is a topic that I should spend like 10 years studying, maybe 20. The term Zionism itself is difficult to quite, it's difficult to understand what Zionism is. There is what the Bible calls pure Zionism, which is the holy mountain in Israel, in Jerusalem, where the temple sits. That is the holy mountain that was to be holy by God, a site for the Jewish people to worship. Then there is heavenly Zion, the mountain of the great king in the third heaven, and the type of the holy mountain of God is on earth, the city of David, or the Temple Mount, the Zion of God, the center of God's purpose with the Jewish people, and eventually with the nations. Now, there's a book that I've been studying, The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster, by Leo the Lion Zagami. Leo Zagami, this is the clearest explanation of Zionism. And you can only understand it by knowing where did the Jewish people, what happened in their past that brought about corruption within the religion of Judaism, corruption to the rabbis of Israel. Where did it begin? What happened from that time to the present? How does Jeffrey Epstein fit into the program? How does Israel fit into the program? And I will add to what Zagami presented. I haven't gotten through the whole book. I will add to it the Zionism of the Rothschilds, the Zionism of the Rockefellers, the Zionism of the occult secret societies and the occult families in Europe and the United States. And the objective of this, what would I say, dark Zionism, false Zionism? Let me think a second. Occult is appropriate. Occult Zionism. This is the plan of the British with the Rothschilds beginning at the end of the 1890s, 1899, 1900s. 1905, 1917. This was a plan to assist. There had to be a plan to, you might say, assist the Jewish people, some of the families, return to present-day Israel, not Palestine. It was a Roman term, Palestine, the area that is West Israel, but there was never, ever Palestinians, a group, a society of Palestinians. They were Philistines. They came from Greece area, Cyprus, I think the island. But that's where they settled initially. Then they were run out of that area, I think, I want to say 600 years ago. But eventually, the people that are Philistines were eliminated. So, now, are there people in the Israeli government that are occult Zionists? Yes. In Washington, D.C., in our government, yes. In the British government, yes. The nations in Europe, yes. The objective of occult Zionism is these families. They know that eventually, according to the Bible, Jerusalem will be the nation that will be established as the ruling empire of the world in the very near future. Well, the occult Zionists, they know that if they can set their kingdom up, their power structure in Jerusalem, then they will rewrite prophecy, the prophecies of the prophets of Israel, of teachings of Christ and the apostles, and they will be able to overthrow God's plan. So, yes, in the United States, within the government, you have Jewish, the Anti-Defamation League, different organizations such as the Anti-Defamation League that are actually infiltrated with occult family members. Zionism is a thought where the Jewish people, that said the 12 tribes of Israel, the families, they will worship their God from their holy mountain on earth. And that is where they will worship their God, on this Zion on earth, Jerusalem. So there's two types of Zionism. One is ordained by God, holy, specifically by the Jewish people, the 12 tribes of Israel. And then you have the plan of those who say they are Jews, and they may be Jewish, but are not Jews. That in itself is another concept that is very hard to, it's trying to, like, adding ink to a glass of water and trying to separate water from ink. It's impossible. But with God, it's not impossible. Everything will be understood. Everything can be made clear. God can distinguish between the two, the term Zionism. Some people put all of the Jewish people in the Zionist camp negatively. And I'm afraid many Christians, many very well-known Christian people, consider Israel to be 100% Zionist in the most evil way. But that's not the case. Is Benjamin Netanyahu a Zionist? Well, he could kind of, you might say, teeter back and forth, but Benjamin Netanyahu, his objective as prime minister is to protect Israel, is to protect the Jewish people from enemies in the region, in the area, within this country. And Israel has worked with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the powerful families of Europe and America, even the Bushes, Clinton, with Carter, even Reagan. Our government has worked with the globalists. Now, the Zionism, the occult Zionism that I'm referencing, is occult families. Kissinger, Soros, people of this caliber, these are globalists, and the globalists are using what we understand as Zionism to eventually take control of Israel and Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Presently, these globalists, these occult Zionists, they want peace on that little half an acre or an acre section, maybe 10 acres, put the whole top of the hill on it, or put the top of the hill, I think it's about 10 acres. They need to protect that area. Not only is Israel trying to protect it as a country, because it is their land, but the globalists also are putting restrictions on the Arabs, on the Christians, on the Israelis, on the religious world, because they need that portion of that Zion. They need it to hopefully flip the page and destroy the plan that God has with Israel and the Jewish people, and really with the people of the world that are not aware of what has really been happening. So I'm attempting to present something that is very complicated, extremely deep, hidden, evil, with occult Zionism. Maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, but I'll speak in terms that you may understand. In the book of Daniel, there's going to be a time when someone, an end-time ruler, that will come out of the United States of America, the great hegemonic power of the world, and they will send a representative, which we understand as the coming Antichrist, or the man of sin, or the abomination of desolation, as the Jewish people would understand. And that individual coming out of the United States from the highest position of power in the land, it won't be Donald Trump. It will be the one who follows Donald Trump. So I just want to emphasize it will not be Donald Trump, but it will be the final, we could call him president, or the final individual running the final administration in the United States of America. He'll make an agreement with Israel. And then in the middle of what we Christians term a tribulation period, right dead center in the middle, this individual will set up a temple. will set up an image in the temple in Jerusalem, the temple that is now the main one of the main topics in Israel and in the Christian world, the rebuilding of the temple. In that facility, this individual would declare himself to basically, he is God. And that is the objective of occult Zionism. Don't misunderstand pure Zionism, which also is the thought that the Jewish people have been given a land for their generations by God, and that land belongs to the 12 children of Jacob, and they will worship, and they believe that they have a right to their Temple Mount, and from there they believe that the nations will acknowledge that Christ is king. So they that would be what you call in concept, in thought, pure Zionism. The Jewish people have a right to exist, a right to their land, and a right to worship their God, which will happen. At this point, I am going to present some thought out of Leo Zagami's work, The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster, Exposing Jeffrey Epstein and the Most Powerful Jewish Sect in the World, which is a sect that he explains hates Judaism, pure Judaism, the laws of Moses, Christianity. So there is a Zionism, an occult Zionism, I call it occult Zionist objective. So here's what he says here. Most Americans want the entirety of the Epstein files released, not realizing the disastrous consequences for both political parties. And our entire system is sadly built on lies, deceit, and compromise in our beloved United States of America. A recent poll last summer found the most registered voters disapprove of President Donald J. Trump's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, regardless of their political views. Trump may never have been involved in criminal activity. I agree, he hasn't been. With his friend Jeffrey or with his acquaintance Jeffrey, but it does not change the fact that the whole political system would fall like a house of cards if the real puppet masters behind Epstein were fully exposed, leaving us at that point at the mercy of our unscrupulous foreign enemies who have been hoping that something like this would happen for a long time. Weakness can be exploited when the American enemies sense trouble. They will find new opportunities to inflict pain on us. So these are the globalists. These globalists, you know, like with the women, congresswomen, they were pushing for the release of the Epstein files. Donald Trump, the president, he understands clearly those that were involved with Epstein internationally, not just in this country, but throughout the whole world. These are globalists. Their objective is very simple. Eventually, to destroy Islam, which will be destroyed, to eliminate all thought of Christian theology, which they'll attempt to do, but they won't, and to eliminate and basically the objective would be to destroy Israel, make Israel a globalist country, part of the New World Order, and to destroy eventually the Jewish people, specifically the 12 tribes of Jacob. Many think that there is no way that these 12 tribes exist today. These families are still alive today. Well, Christ gives his thought on the 12 tribes of Israel in Revelation chapter 7. Christ, this is his view of these 12 tribes. There will be 12,000 from each of those tribes. What Christ states is what is of most importance. So here's what Christ said about the Jewish people, the 12 tribes, in our time. He says in Revelation chapter 7, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, restraining the four winds of the earth, so that no wind could be blown on the earth or on the sea or any tree. Then I saw an angel stand rising from the east, who had the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were allowed to harm the earth and sea. Verse 3, don't harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we seal the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the Israelites, 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Benjamin. What Christ has to say is important. This is his view of the Jewish people and the people in this country and the world who have a different alternate view of the Jewish people, that they are causing genocide in the Gaza Strip or Lebanon or wherever the conflicts are occurring. These individuals are absolutely globalists. They hate Israel. They hate the Jewish people. They are the ones who literally want genocide and ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing meaning these people want the thought of Israel erased from history books. No King David, no Abraham, no Solomon, no Moses, no Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, no Psalms, no Proverbs. They want Israel erased. This is the objective of Satan. In America, these men, podcasters, have these not only ministries, but have these websites that hate the Jewish people. It is a spirit. It is a spirit, a demonic spirit that has lied to them, and they believe the lie. Israel is attempting to survive from the enemies in the region. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he will eventually, there will be in this Iran conflict, to a degree, there's going to be an intermission. And even the Israeli government and Benjamin Netanyahu eventually are going to, you might say, turn the temperature down. It's going to happen because God has another plan in the future. Israel is going to allow an intermission. Iran is going to be punished, but Israel is not going to be the nation to punish Iran. God is going to do it in a different way. Israel is going to be attacked by a host of nations in the near future. and Israel will not have a way to respond to these comrades, a group of about, oh, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8 nations, which will be Islamic armies. But Benjamin Netanyahu, God is going to work it out. Israel had to defend herself from Iran presently, and Israel will defend herself in Lebanon. Hezbollah is basically, and Israel have agreed to a ceasefire. Hezbollah said they will stop attacking. And so it appears as if Israel eventually is being pressured to turn the temperature down. It will happen because the armies that are going to come to attack Israel in the next, let's say, 15 months, have to prepare for a coming conflict. This is a globalist conflict. It is an occult Zionist. The occult Zionists will be involved, but they are not going to be the ones to write the script. The script is already written. Christ or Ezekiel has already written the script. Chapter 38, chapter 39. The script in chapter 38 of Ezekiel, I repeatedly, to the point of nausea, mention a Russian war. The Christians call it the Gog and Magog War. Chapter 38 talks about Russia, Turkey, Iran, possibly armies from Ukraine, armies from Azerbaijan, Armenia, from Ethiopia, maybe enemies, Islamists from terrorists, from extreme terrorists from Somalia and Libya. They will all gather east of Israel in the mountains of Jordan. It will come to pass. Are they writing the script for the coming conflict? No. They are going to be involved because Ezekiel 38 says they will be. Ezekiel 39 is a specific punishment on Russia solo, alone, without the other nations. The other nations are punished in chapter 38. Now, going back to Leo Zagami, Jeffrey Epstein's anti-Semitic philosophy goes back to an individual by the name of Jacob Frank. It goes back to, back to 1626, and the beliefs are based on the heresies of an individual by the name of Sabbatai Zevi. He's the founder of a heretical Jewish religious movement, and he preached the concept that descending into the abyss of sin and evil was necessary to redeem God's divine spark, or sparks. Zevi, in turn, based this unorthodox vision of Judaism on the most traditional Lurianic Kabbalah, which was developed by esteemed religious mystic Rabbi Isaac Luria in 1534, and he died in 1572, and in which the creation of the world involves a process called trimtism, meaning contraction. Trimtism, meaning contraction or withdrawal, where God contracts his infinite light to make space for the creation of independent realities. There's only one reality, the reality that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are one in an objective to destroy the rebellious fallen angels who rebelled after listening and being deceived by Lucifer, the light bearer. Then from this individual, Rabbi Isaac Luria, Sabbatai Zevi in 1626, he died in 1676, He was the founder of a heretical Jewish religious movement, a religious movement who preached the concept, again, of descending into the abyss of sin and evil. Then, about 100 years later, not quite 100, it would be roughly half a century later, this Jacob Frank declared himself Messiah of the Jewish people, who initiated Frankism within the rabbinic Judaism of the 18th and 19th centuries, and he preached purism through transgression. So the more you sin, the more pure you become. The more evil you do, the more holy you are. And these teachings violated Jewish moral and religious laws through ritualized orgies, pedophilia, or incestuous acts, which was according to Frank, a good thing and necessary to achieve spiritual liberation and hasten messianic redemption. The Frankists' quest for sin made them immediately successful because sins are easier and people are more prone to sinning than to being just. So with this type of philosophy thought, with this type of thinking, eventually you would have presently in Israel a form of pedophilia. So in Israel, you do have this. It has been known for since the time of Israel's becoming a nation, pedophilia. And this type of thinking, this Frankist thinking, the thinking of Jacob Frank, the Sabbatean philosophy, is worldwide. It's in the United States. And who else picked up this type of thinking? Definitely Epstein. Why was Epstein such a center for child perversion? This is Frankist thinking. This is the thinking of these heretics, of Jewish heretics. Most, I believe they were Jewish, and they bring this concept to Judaism, to the Jewish people at that time in the 1600s. And there was a split eventually. Many continued with the teachings of Jacob Frank. Others didn't. And today in New York City, I'll give that as an example, not only Israel, but you have the teachings of Jacob Frank. And within the Jewish community, but you do have a split, you might say, two factions of the Jewish people in New York City. I'd heard years ago of many of the Jewish people who had followers of Jacob Frank. They were Frankists, and they weren't really accepted by some of the Jewish community. The rabbis made sure that there was a distance between them, between who they were and those in the Frankist thinking. But this matter of pedophilia, the more you sin, the more holy you become, the more sanctified you are. So from that time forward, you have this type of thinking, not only just in America, not only in Europe, but internationally, especially in the Western world. And it comes through the generations and ends up where? In the United States. And who is at the head, the peak, the pinnacle of this evil? Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. These people are, you know, in one sense, they're kind of nobodies. But on the other hand, they are absolutely high in a cult position. And my view is I do not think that Epstein is dead. I think he has too much occult power that is needed still. I've heard that he is in Israel, living there. And with these type of people who gain more and more power through acts of evil, they become generals and admirals in Satan's kingdom. And if they have been obedient to the devil and the wishes of the devil, they are very valuable. They will be protected, like Adolf Hitler. More evidence that he did eventually end up in Argentina. He'd lived, even photos of him and his bodyguard. His bodyguard's name was Otto Skorzeny. Big guy, 6'3", handsome, German. Filmed at Glacier National Park in Montana in the 70s. Eisenhower believed that Hitler did escape death, did not believe Hitler was committed suicide. Well, the same with Epstein. Epstein is too high up. He's too powerful in the occult world. And going back to Frankist thinking, with these Frankists, through this type of evil, they do, because they are in the occult, they are in straight out objection or resistance to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are protected by the forces of darkness. And I'm trying to think of how I want to continue. One of their great, great evils is they contamination of Judaism, contamination of the Jewish people. They bring about a hatred of the Jewish people. They are actively positioned in Israel as a country. And in Israel, again, you have Jewish people that are obedient to the laws of Moses. They know God, their God, through the laws of Moses, through the commandments, through the teachings of Moses in all of the five books of the Bible, the first five books. They know their God that way. They are obedient to their God that way. Well, they, most importantly, are the individuals that are targeted by the kingdom of darkness. These are the people that are going to be the 12 tribes and the 144,000 from Israel that will escape Antichrist's purge. Hitler had his purge. The beast will eventually, coming out of America, will have his purge. And who else is the devil using? People in this country, on radio, podcasters, people well known that don't understand. They have been deceived. They are blind to the fact that Christ, his view of the Jewish people, is really presented most perfectly in the book of Revelation. Christ, what he has to say about the Jewish people, that is what is important, not what the others in the Christian family or the Jewish family. The hatred of the Jewish people toward the Jewish people, that is the most evil type of racism known to man. When the Jewish people hate their own race, they hate what they are, they hate being Jewish, and in rebellion to God, especially the 13th son, which is Daniel, or Dan, the tribe of Dan, this tribe is the tribe that I believe Judas Iscariot, he was part of the tribe of Dan, who would always fight against God and his plan for mankind, God's plan for the Jewish people. He would, you might say, like it says in the book of Genesis, Dan was like a snake trying to strike the hoof of the horse that the rider is upon, if I remember correctly. The horse of the rider. In other words, he would try to destroy everything that was prophesied about the Messiah of Israel, the Redeemer of Israel and mankind. He would strike at the rider, and as a serpent, meaning he would have great power in the occult world. I view Judas Iscariot. I view Henry Kissinger. I view George Soros as men who are absolutely Jewish by lineage, but of the tribe of Dan. And that is the lineage that would eventually be used to try to eliminate the Jewish people from fulfilling their purpose and to find a way to hunt down the 144,000, 12 from each of the 12 tribes. To do that, they have to take over the nation of Israel through genetic testing. Then they can hunt down these people. They can locate and eliminate them in mass or individually, one person at a time, and attempt to interfere with God's plan for that 144,000 and for Israel as a nation. So, Jacob Frank, one of his end-of-the-world followers who follows the teachings of Frank perfectly, Jacob Frank, and who is a leader in the occult family, is Jeffrey Epstein. And with the Mossad, many in the Mossad are Frankists. Many in the government of Israel in the cabinet, they're Frankists. They are willing to, you might say, how do I want to put this? They will betray the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. They will be willing to work with the coming Antichrist to save themselves from any more hardship. When these wars are over, with the war in the Gaza area and with the coming battle with Ezekiel 38 and 39, Israel is going to be spent as a nation. They're going to be spent psychologically. They're going to have fatigue. They're going to be without the resources they need to continue to be productive and survive as a nation. They'll still be very wealthy. They'll still be very, they'll be a jewel in the Middle East. And this is why these other nations camp to the east of Israel, licking their chops, planning to basically just slowly, kind of like nighttime, move into Israel. And everything that is valuable as far as industry becomes their property. This would eliminate the main problem, the United States. That war would eliminate the United States from being the ruling threat in the Middle East. So with Leo Zagami, the rise and fall of a Frankist monster, exposing Jeffrey Epstein and the most powerful Jewish sect in the world. So yes, this country, the United States, is very heavily influenced by these Frankists. And the thing is, willingly, the Rothschilds in this country, the Rockefellers, the lineage, the families, other families that have ruled, basically been in the control room in the Admiral's Bridge with the Rockefellers directing this country. These families have embraced Jacob Frank teachings, or Sabbatai Zevi's initial teachings, the evil and the philosophies and the thinking of these men going back to the 1500s. It is developed. It's like a tree in the spring, loaded with fruit, blooming. This is what Christ is coming to eliminate. And even with the individuals in the Muslims in Islam, they also are involved in this. The basic general field of Muslim people, they don't know what the imams, these leaders at the top, they don't know the evil that these people understand. They don't know the evil plan that these people have. They don't realize that the only way to control the Muslim people is through the laws of Islam, through the laws of Muhammad. And the thing is, Satan has truly blinded their eyes, and they realize that at some point they're going to have to ante up and take a stand along with those that are violent, that are radical, hell-bent on the destruction, firstly, of Israel, the Jewish people, and anyone internationally that will not become subject to Islam. This big war has occurred. It is a raging forest fire that cannot be put out. The fires that have happened in Europe with immigration, these immigrants, and the culture and the philosophy that they have basically destroyed Europe with, has jumped the ocean, has been here for 50 years, slowly, these people slowly building, cunningly building, decade by decade. And they're going to have an advocate. I hate to tell you this. The next administration will use Islam and will be an administration that will be very, very instrumental in allowing mosques to be built in this country like beehives. The next administration, the American people, the Democrats that have been voting for change, they're going to get change. And the change that is coming is going to be very difficult for them to swallow. When these people move into a neighborhood that has wealth, that property value drops like a rock. And that is their coming objective, to move a family, two families in a nice area, to petition the cities for acreage to build a mosque. And I'm telling you, then you're going to have mosque music in the neighborhood. You're going to have Muslim children running through the neighborhood, in the elementary schools, in the middle grade, middle schools, high schools, and they will be, they will preach more boldly Islam than Christians would even preach Christianity and the reality of Christ. It's coming. It's in the Bible. When a nation wants to turn its God, it's when a nation wants to turn its back on God, God says, okay. When a nation wants to live lawless and disobey the laws of government, then God says, okay. We'll let them have what they want. The citizens of this country in the Democratic Party don't want the laws of the Constitution. They want to let criminals back onto the street. They have judges that are corrupt, city officials that are corrupt. And this is what's happened. There is a cancer in this country. There's no remedy for the cancer. It is the politicians, the great majority of politicians who hate law, who hate the laws they are sworn to protect, who hate the Constitution, who allow people like murderers to walk free, low bail. Where do I begin? But God is going to allow in the next administration. Do you think that we're lawless as a country at the government level, at the court level, at the state level, at city council meetings throughout this country? You have not seen what's coming. The next administration will be the most lawless administration ever in the history of mankind. It's going to be worse than Cuba, worse than Mao, worse than Pol Pot, than what's his name out of Russia? The communists, the Bolsheviks, Stalin. No, what is coming to this great country is the worst evil mankind could ever imagine. The only bulwark, the only thing that will hold it back temporarily, is going to be the Christian people. The Christian people that we cannot repent. We cannot take the scriptures to say, if the people that are called by my name repent and humble themselves, we can't take those verses and expect that this country can be saved. It cannot be saved. That is for Israel only. We can use it in principle. We can use those verses. We can humble ourselves. We cannot save this ship. This ship is doomed. The next administration will scuttle this ship. And the people that voted and have done everything possible to keep this next administration intact, together, and functioning, they will go to eternal fire. They will not be allowed to be part of the administration unless they take the mark of the beast. So, I'm finished. I have to finish the program. ThisPresentTruth.com is a website. ThisPresentTruth.com. Two sections. Take your pick. Olive Tree Ministry or This Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you want to support me, eventually you'll be able to help me with the donate function. But may the Lord Jesus open your eyes. May the Lord Jesus be the peace upon your hearts. Do not fret. We must continue. The end is not yet, but is coming. We'll visit again.